3:45 p.m., Calais. Moore rolls his van onto the ferry. 90 minutes later, he's in the U.K. again. 6 floors above him in the port's control tower, Bannister surveys the now-packed facilities. Customs spaces have filled up at Calais, causing trucks to back up in Dover. A queue of vehicles snakes past the tower through passport and police checks before being sorted into 250 lanes lined up in front of 6 ferry berths. 150 trucks and a few passenger cars are waved onto the now empty ferry. One of Bannister's controllers is on the phone to Kent Police, who've activated Phase 1 of Operation Brock, their traffic management plan. She tells them to release another 150 freight trucks from a holding area on the A20 road approaching Dover. After clearing the port, Moore steers past the spot where a Banksy mural once showed an EU flag being chipped away. It's been painted over. By now, traffic going to the other direction is backed up into Kent. Headlights stretch for miles. It's not as bad yet as the worst of the doomsday scenarios. Still, he's not looking forward to his next trip. The Express jubilantly declares, "Finally, no deal, no problem." The mail is more measured, with the tagline, "Britain braces for no-deal disruption." He tries the puzzles in the mirror before turning in, shortly after 11 p.m.